Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In this tutorial, we will be going over another new feature introduced into iWeb 09 using the gradient feature. Now, as you can see by this button right here, I have a gradient applied to this particular image. Now, when we go over into and I guess we could call it our little palette. We have all these little options that we can click on. And the one we'll be selecting is the graphic inspector. Now before, when you would select your fill, which is the top to bottom, or however you want to angle your gradient, we had a few choices. We could either go with the color, the gradient, an image fill, tinted image, or none. So one of the things introduced now is the advanced gradient fill. Now with the advanced gradient fill, we can actually move the slider and give it more or less of a gradient look. So we can move that slider, or we can move the sliders from the bottom and do the same thing and give it more of a darker look with a nice shine to it. Also underneath that, you have these buttons right here, and that will kind of like flip-flop the colors, give it a different type of a radial type of look, and or the more traditional linear look. And we can also reverse the angles as well. And again, you can still use the angle knob to give it whatever angle you want. So it has more of a your touch of feel, as I like to call it. So anyways, that's one of the new features in iWeb 09 using the gradients via the advanced gradient fill drop down menu. So if you want to spice up your existing pages, maybe you don't want a 50-50 split, then definitely go with this, and that should definitely spice up things for you. Anyways, this was Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.